This year, my special Christmas musical treat was to attend the annual Christmas concert by the National Lutheran Choir. They always intersperse poetry, anthems, and congregational singing of Christmas carols. My own experience with preaching on Christmas Day now for over 50 years has been that it's best to focus on poetry, because of all the days of the year, this day seems best to wax poetic. So let's begin with a poem. This one's a free verse poem. O come, and be our God with us. O long-sought witness for a world without. O secret seed, O hidden spring of light. Come to us, wisdom. Come, unspoken name. Come, root and key and king and holy flame. O quickened little wick, too tightly curled, be folded with us into time and place. Unfold for us the mystery of grace, and make a womb for all this wounded world. O heart of heaven beating on the earth, O tiny hope with our hopelessness, come to be born, to bear us to our birth, to touch a dying world with new-made hands, and make these rags of time our swaddling bands. Wow. No wonder Christmas has always had that magical and wondrous feel to it. The birth of a baby surrounded by adoring shepherds and animals, with angel choirs singing away and wise men on their way from afar. What a story to tell. What a story to tell. Yet the poem also mentions that it was a wounded world and a dying world full of hopelessness into which this baby was born. Certainly in this past year, we have witnessed a great portion of humankind being wounded and feeling hopeless because of war, famine, terrorism, and political upheaval. No doubt there are among our own family and friends those who have experienced great personal loss and sadness this year. The angels' song, Gloria in excelsis Deo and in terra pax, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, is therefore a much-needed reminder that God has not abandoned us. There is still a God-given basis for hope. Another one of the poems has God saying, be not afraid, I am with thee. Tremble not, for I am God. I am thy God. I strengthen thee, for I am thy help. I uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. By redemption thou art saved. You are mine. Fear not, for you are called and named. Fear not, you are mine. That, my friends, is why the baby was named Jesus, which means God's salvation. The angel told Mary and Joseph that his other name would be Emmanuel, God with us. So no matter how dark or discouraging or even hopeless things may seem, this day exists to remind us that this is God's world, and God has a plan for us revealed in the birth of this babe. Now, we also need to be vigilant, that we are not deceived by those who would claim that they are God with us, complete with their own plan of salvation. I'm told that when the Nazi troops marched into Paris, they were wearing special belt buckles engraved with the words, "Gott mit uns," God with us. They represented a false savior whose plan of salvation brought only death and destruction. And even in Jesus' time, the ruler was Caesar Augustus, who had among his many titles, Son of God, and who promised a Pax Romana, a Roman peace, which of course was no such thing. Even the first Christian emperor, Constantine, painted the Cairo symbol on his helmet and proclaimed by that sign he would conquer the world. The history of the world is full of strong men making such a claim and failing to deliver it. My friends, when our wounds become bad enough, we fall for false promises once again. That's why celebrating the real meaning of Christmas is so important. When things start looking bad, it's time for us to make haste to this manger to see and to hear once again the source of God's peace. It's a peace in a stable, born in a stable, not in a palace. It's a peace that does not depend upon military force. It's a peace that begins with hearts that are changed when we gather around the child of Bethlehem, whom the angels claim to be the Prince of Peace. I want to finish with one last bit of poetry from the concert. The Son of God, the eternal King, that did us all salvation bring and freed the soul from danger, he whom the whole world could not take, the Word which heaven and earth did make, was now laid in a manger. What comfort by him do we win, who made himself the price of sin, to make us heirs of glory, to see this babe all innocence, a martyr born in our defense. Can we forget the story? My friends, I trust that our answer is not now, not ever will we forget the story, because it is now part of our story. So on behalf of all the clergy and the staff and the people of Emmanuel Parish, I wish you and all your family a blessed Christmas and a happy New Year. Amen.